Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, September 9th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
UGI warns customers about calling phone numbers that may appear in online searches. UGI Utilities, Inc. warns customers about scammers creating sponsored online ads with fraudulent phone numbers. Some customers called these numbers to report gas leaks and were misled into thinking they had to pay for investigation. If you smell gas, evacuate and call UGI at 800-276-2722 or 911. There is no charge for UGI to investigate. For account issues, call 800-276-2722. The Federal Trade Commission cautions about such scams. Remember, only call 800-276-2722 to contact UGI. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers.
Mission North launches public affairs practice, led by Emily Field. Mission North, a communications agency for consequential companies, has announced the launch of a public affairs practice led by Emily Field. This new offering aims to help clients navigate the complex regulatory landscape at federal, state, and local levels. The practice is an expansion of the firm's corporate affairs practice and is on track to grow more than 3 times this year. With increasing demand for integrated product, corporate, and policy communications services, Mission North is stepping up to meet the challenge. Emily Field, with her deep public sector and policy communications experience, will head the new practice. The agency recognizes the need for a more agile and integrated approach to communications in today's environment, where organizations face new pressures and complexities at all levels of government. To learn more about Mission North's public affairs and corporate reputation capabilities, visit their website.
Canada eases EV mandate as U.S. tariffs cause upheavals. Canada has eased its EV mandate, no longer requiring automakers to sell emission-free cars as 1/5 of their inventory next year. This decision comes as businesses face challenges from U.S. tariffs. The Liberal administration under Mark Carney announced the reversal, moving away from a key climate policy previously championed by Justin Trudeau. This shift to support automakers contrasts sharply with the Trump administration's stance, which is unfriendly towards the EV industry. Automakers like Bollinger Innovations, Inc. have been caught off guard by this change.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.